From the KSFR newsroom, At Noon looks at the day's top local news headlines for Thursday, August 22nd. New and more aggressive measures to clean up the massive underground jet fuel spill at Albuquerque's Kirtland Air Force Base have been announced. The Albuquerque Journal says that the New Mexico Environment Department and Air Force officials have agreed that 1.5 million gallons of contaminated water will be pumped from the ground by the end of October. The Air Force will also expand use of vacuum pumps to remove contaminated soils at the spill's epicenter. It's estimated that up to 24 million gallons of fuel may have spilled over the years, slowly moving toward Duke City aquifers and wells. Santa Fe Mayor David Koss has issued an expression of admiration and support for Doña Ana County's issuance of marriage licenses to same-sex couples, which began Wednesday. In a formal statement, Koss offers congratulations to County Clerk Lynn Ellens and his staff, calling the move an important step forward. The mayor also says he's proud of the work the city of Santa Fe has done to advance the basic civil right of marriage equality. Meanwhile, the New Mexico Conference of Catholic Bishops says the issue of marriage equality is best decided through the legislative branch of government, or, in absence of action there, by the judicial branch. The bishops go on to reiterate their opposition to secular marriage equality, citing their religious definition of marriage as between one woman and one man, saying it's, quote, made unique by their sexual union, bringing forth children, end quote. Being made public today is a study revealing that employers in New Mexico steal wages from one out of four Mexican immigrant workers. The study was performed by a UNM professor and a doctoral student and is being presented by Santa Fe-based immigrant rights advocate Somos Un Pueblo Unido at Attorney General Gary King's Albuquerque office. Victims of wage theft and other workplace abuses are on hand to recount their experiences. The Martinez administration has announced a new initiative to raise awareness of Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. A new position created at the Aging and Long-Term Services Department will provide assistance and resource support to family caregivers. Governor Martinez says more than 31,000 New Mexicans have Alzheimer's disease, and that number is expected to increase to 43,000 by 2025. Santa Fe County is seeking committee members to serve on the newly created Capital Improvements Advisory Committee. The county is about to begin a series of public meetings next week to canvass public input on future development of roads, housing, and water quality issues, among many others. Prospective committee members must reside in Santa Fe County and will be appointed by the Board of Commissioners based upon their submitted letters of interest and verifiable qualifications. Applications must be filed by the end of business on Friday, August 30th. Santa Fe police are seeking the public's assistance in identifying a shoplifting suspect who used his young son and his backpack to steal four notebook-style digital tablets. Surveillance video shows the suspect entering the Hastings store on Guadalupe Street Tuesday evening. The man picks out the tablets and then, while in the restroom, puts them in the child's pack and flees the store. When apprehended, the suspect faces charges of larceny and shoplifting, as well as contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Police have posted video of the incident on the department's Facebook page. And weather for Santa Fe. Mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s both today and Friday. Just a slight chance for isolated afternoon and evening thundershowers. And the current Santa Fe temperature now 80 degrees. This is Dan Garrity for KSFR News. At Noon will continue in just a moment.
Support comes from New Mexico Educators Federal Credit Union, where the more you participate in your not-for-profit financial cooperative, the more money you earn. For details on Earn Your Return, go to nmefcu.org or visit their branch on St. Michael's Drive.
At Noon on KSFR now segues to today's feature stories. Santa Fe County is preparing to begin a number of public forums next week on capital improvement projects. Joining us now to talk about the effort is Craig O'Hare, Energy Program Specialist for the county. These infrastructure capital improvement plan meetings, can you give us an overview of their purpose?
Sure. I think it's probably important to mention what exactly is a capital improvement project, because we tend to use that phrase in the bureaucratic world here in the County Public Works Department, and a lot of people go, what's a capital project? And it's basically all the stuff that we build using taxpayers' money, all of the facilities, the buildings, the roads, we've got parks, we've got water facilities. And so when we build all of those things, that's what we mean by building a capital project. And so we've got a series of upcoming public meetings where we'd like to both convey to the citizens out there, the taxpayers, what we've been doing with their money with respect to building roads and facilities and that sort of thing, and also get their input on what they'd like to see in their community or in their region with respect to capital project needs that they might have. And so that's why we've set up a series of public meetings, both at the a number of senior centers around the county at lunchtime, which are open not only to seniors but to anybody who might want to show up at 11:30 a.m. Hear our presentation and give us some input. And then we've got a few evening presentations and meetings set up as well.
And this initiative begins in earnest next week. How long does it continue?
Well, I think we wrap up our last meeting with a hearing in front of the Board of County Commissioners on Tuesday, September 10th, I believe. That'll start at 5 p.m. So if someone's interested in, when are all these meetings and where can I go, we've got it on our website, so they can Google or Bing Santa Fe County and then look right on the homepage, and it'll say upcoming capital project public meetings, or they can go to our Public Works website, and we've got it as well. But our first one starts at the Edgewood Senior Center at 11:30 in the morning this coming Monday, and then we continue on with four other senior centers through next week and then even into early September. And then we're actually going to be down at the Edgewood Town Council meeting and be presenting and taking input from the town council and from citizens down in Edgewood on Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m.
And for those people who do attend, what will they be presented with? Will you first present those projects already in the works and then move on to new suggestions?
Yeah, so it's really two parts to the meeting. One is, where are we with projects that are already underway or that have been recently completed? So we want to give a kind of a status update for each of the five commission districts as to what we've been doing with the gross receipts tax and property tax revenue that we've received that the commission then directed us in the Public Works Department staff to implement various projects. So we'll give an update on projects that have been recently completed, projects that are in the pipeline and underway and when they will be completed, and then very importantly, then seeking public input on what are some capital needs in each district that still have yet to be met and aren't in the pipeline and things like that. And part of this is a State Department of Finance and Administration requirement where each year, you know, the New Mexico legislature meets and they have what's called a capital outlay bill. And that capital outlay bill uses state funds and then doles it out to local governments for capital projects. And so we have to have a public input process before we can turn around and essentially work with our legislative delegation here in the Santa Fe region to solicit capital project funding for Santa Fe County area projects.
Are there certain types of projects that the county is free to greenlight on its own and then others that can only proceed after state or other approvals?
Yeah, excellent question. Our main sources of funding, frankly, are county-derived and therefore county-controlled. And so our two main sources of funding are our property taxes and gross receipts taxes, 0.25% gross receipts tax. And those are all pretty much at the discretion and autonomy of the Board of County Commissioners in how we expend those funds. Gross receipts taxes, the County Commission can basically authorize on their own. We get about $8 million a year from that quarter-cent gross receipts tax that the county commission then turns around and through this process that we're going through now, prioritizes capital projects and then gives their formal approval to go ahead and get the projects going. The other, which are property taxes, actually have to come before the voters every 4 years in the form of general obligation bond questions. And so we actually had one last November 6th, a GO, as we call it, for general obligation bond question. And that was all about how do we spend the $9 million a year in property tax revenue for capital projects. And voters basically approved back in last November about $35 million worth of capital projects split between roads, and roads was the very highest priority. And then water, the county operates a water utility system and is trying to basically bring sustainable supplies to the Santa Fe rural area, the unincorporated area, and replace groundwater mining. And the third is we have a fairly aggressive, and a lot of people don't realize this, fairly aggressive parks, open space, and trails program, and voters approved $6 million for that. So those are our two main sources of funding that really are county-derived and county-controlled. And at the same time, we have the potential to, through the New Mexico legislative process, to get some additional funding from the state through that capital outlay bill and in working with our local state senators and state representatives to get state funding. And one thing that makes it really important that we have this public process and then develop a list that we get to, a capital project needs list, if you will, that we get to the State Department of Finance and Administration, is that Governor Martinez has made it very clear that if we don't have a project on this list where we've gone through this public input process, she is more than likely to line item veto a funded project if it's not on our approved list that we give to DFA by the end of September.
And we also understand that the county is seeking members for a Capital Improvements Advisory Committee. Any information about that you can share with us?
That's our new Capital Projects Advisory Committee. The commission just set it up to have a regular citizen-appointed or citizen-based committee to help guide us with our development of our capital project list and our priorities. And I believe we've set up the deadline for submitting by the end of this month, I think by August 30th, so that's a week from tomorrow. And we've got information on our website on how to apply and things like that. So if anyone's interested, and we're looking for people from all over the county who are interested in serving on this Capital Projects Advisory Committee, just hop on our website or call the county. And there's an application process, and they can fill it out and be considered. And ultimately, it'll be the county commission that decides who's on that. And that'll be basically kind of more of a year-round process that'll complement what we're doing with these public meetings we do every August and September.
Craig O'Hare with Santa Fe County, many thanks for joining us here at noon on KSFR, which will continue in just a moment.
Southwest Pickers presents the 39th Annual Santa Fe Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival at the County Fairgrounds on Rodeo Road. The festival begins Friday, August 23rd at 6 and runs through Sunday the 25th. In addition to 12 regional and local bands, outstanding national acts including two-time International Bluegrass Music Association Female Vocalist of the Year, Claire Lynch and the Claire Lynch Band, and Old Time Music Greats Foghorn String Band will perform. There will be individual instrument and band contests, workshops, plenty of parking lot picking, as well as music and food vendors. For schedule and tickets, visit southwestpickersfestival.org. The Santa Fe Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival is sponsored in part by New Mexico Arts, the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Mexico Folk Music and Dance Society, Apple Mountain Music, the State Employees Credit Union, and others. A message from the tax-exempt Southwest Traditional and Bluegrass Music Association.
And 18 minutes past the hour here in the KSFR newsroom as At Noon continues. Here at KSFR, we've often reported on issues related to water, whether it be matters of conservation, quality, or scarcity. Today, KSFR news reporter David King brings us a story about a water project taking place on the other side of the globe in Israel's Kidron Valley. Leona Meron is an Israeli and one of two architects overseeing the project. She's a frequent visitor to Santa Fe and recently sat down to talk about her work in a part of the world where the indigenous cultures have a strong connection to the land, not unlike here in New Mexico. Here is David King's interview.
The Kidron Valley, Wadi Nar, in Israel and the Palestinian territories has been, throughout history, one of the world's great centers of civilization. But sadly, today, because of unchecked development and neglect, together with huge increases in population, this historic area is a vast conduit for raw sewage and great deposits of trash from multiple cultures and communities. In 2009, the various constituencies together initiated the Kidron Valley Wadi Nar project to transform the area back to its rightful place as a showcase for residents and visitors alike. If successful, this project will be a model of development and cooperation for the world to follow, especially for us here in New Mexico. Leora Moron and Ariel Rahamios are the two architects heading up the planning committee. Leora visits Santa Fe frequently, and on her most recent visit, she described the project.
This project starts from the center of Jerusalem and goes all the way through the Old City and around the Old City, through East Jerusalem and the Palestinian territories, through the Judean Desert to the Dead Sea. The basin, 28 kilometers long. And it goes through four different jurisdictions. The Israeli Jerusalem, and in the Palestinian territories, there are different jurisdictions. The major objective is to manage the basin. The master plan started in 2009, and it took a little more than a year. And we just now finished the action plan. It started as an initiative of Dead Sea River and Drainage Authority. They took the model of the Elbe River in Europe.
Leora then talked about the planning team, composed of people from all the jurisdictions affected.
The team consisted of 15 experts in different areas, really multidisciplinary.
Leora described the eventual impact of the project.
It will be an unbelievable impact because of the importance of the whole area and because this area is so sacred for half of the population in the world. Most important issue is solving the sewage that's running along the river. The treated water will serve for the agriculture in the basin. The involvement of the local people was really amazing. The cooperation that we found is really fantastic.
Leora described how some additional initiatives have occurred as a positive byproduct of the project.
The initiatives are in schools that are environmental education, teaching the kids about the ecology in their area, in their environment. And the other activities that are really very successful right now is with women. They learn also about their environment.
Leora agreed that this project could well be a model for the world.
Not only in the world, first of all in Israel, there are other rivers that are cross-boundary in Israel. And when we succeed, then it will be a model for others.
I then asked Leora if there are any lessons to be learned for New Mexico.
Many times think about the problems with the Indian Pueblos, especially the water problems that they have. There is a lot of similarity, and there are many things to be learned from one another. And, of course, the landscape and the climate is quite similar, and there is a lot of research being shared.
Leora also mentioned that the spiritual and sacred connection between the Israeli and Palestinian peoples and the Kidron Valley, Wadi Nar, is very similar to that between the Native American people of the American Southwest and the Rio Grande Valley and the Grand Canyon.
The importance of the basin is for all human beings. And if I address you, Mr. King, and think about King David, he was actually the first one to understand the importance of managing transboundary or transcultural area. So it's quite a symbolic thing that you are interviewing me about the Kidron Valley. Also the Gihon Spring that was the one reliable source for water for the city. And that's why Jerusalem was built where it is today.
Leora then described what she referred to as the Big Tent event.
There was a big event in April 2012 where the mayor of Obadiah, he gathered people in a tent right next to the river with all the smells. And the people from the Jerusalem municipality were sitting next to people from the Palestinian Authority, and Israeli soldiers were sitting next to Palestinian soldiers. And the one thing that was said then is that we crossed the bridge and there is no way to go back. the planning team and all the stakeholders and the people that we met along the process are so excited about the project and how things are moving that I hope it will continue and really get the approvals to do all these wonderful things that we want to do.
This is David King with KSFR 101.1 Santa Fe.
Programming on KSFR is underwritten in part by Medlin Mechanical, a full-service plumbing company specializing in green energy solutions for homes and business in the Santa Fe area for over 5 years. Medlin Mechanical's geothermal and solar systems are designed to cut energy costs and reduce carbon footprint. And tax credits for new systems are available through 2016. To learn more, visit medlinmechanical.com or call 577-8087. That's 577-8087.
12:24 in the KSFR newsroom as we continue. The IRS and its Understanding Taxes program. It's an undertaking by the Internal Revenue Service to introduce taxes to young people. Joining us now is Bill Brunson out of the IRS office in Phoenix. Bill, this program sounds as though it's geared to assist young people, perhaps with no experience yet in the workplace, to understand what the collection of taxes is about, how it operates, how they're applied, et cetera. Is that correct?
Dan, you're hitting the nail right on the head. The IRS's Understanding Taxes program is an online tool designed in partnership with teachers for classroom use. And this could be for middle school, high school, or college. It offers history, theory, and application of U.S. taxes. There are 38 lessons that help students understand the American tax system. It does this through tutorial guides through the basics of tax preparation. There is a glossary of tax terms. There are tax trivia tests, and they accomplish this through interactive activities with real-world simulations. One of the nice things about the IRS's Understanding Taxes program, it's easy to add to a school's curriculum. Teachers can customize this program to fit their own personal style. It also meets state and national educational standards in the areas of economics, civics and government, and history. And to access this, go to irs.gov's homepage. In the upper right-hand corner is a search engine, and just merely key in Understanding Taxes.
So then it's not simply a public awareness tool, but can actually be applied to educational programs satisfying credit earning criteria?
That's correct. There is a specific page that will bring the instructor or teacher to state and national educational standards and outline specifically what portions of economics, civics and government, and history that they are meeting by teaching using IRS's Understanding Taxes program.
And certainly by high school, many young people have acquired a Social Security number and may have a part-time job. This would then familiarize them with all those deductions they might see on a paycheck, yes?
It explains the American tax system. One of the nice items that I found by going to this particular program is that it helps you understand tax preparation by breaking it down in simple, easy-to-digest bites so that an individual that does, say, have their first job could prepare their own tax return.
And is this something new from the IRS, or have there been similar efforts in the past?
Well, I've been with the system, the Internal Revenue Service, as an employee since 1986, Dan. And at that time, we had an educational outreach area. And this program was being taught at that time. In other words, we had the materials, and we would offer it to instructors, school teachers, to utilize in their classroom. Now, it was all paper at that time, and over time, it has been put online. So the program's been around for a number of years, and it's a program that we have talked to instructors so that we've taken their ideas so that when it is a final product, they can use this program, Understanding Taxes, in their classroom with ease.
Bill Brunson with the IRS, many thanks for joining us here at noon on KSFR. We'll be back in just a moment.
KSFR programming is underwritten in part by the Pueblo of Tesuque Flea Market, the flea for over 20 years, hosting local and international vendors dealing in everything from handcrafted imports and old pawn jewelry to specialty foods and garage sale finds. Located at 15 Flea Market Road in Santa Fe, right next to the Opera, the Tesuque Flea is open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from March through December. For more info, email seetheflea@yahoo.com or visit online at tesuquefleamarket.com.
And taking a look at some financial news at midday, Eurozone business activity grew at its fastest pace for 26 months in August. That's according to a closely watched survey. The news has boosted European stock markets, despite falls in Asia amid fears the U.S. may soon scale back its stimulus program. On Wednesday, the minutes of the July meeting of the Federal Reserve showed that officials are comfortable with plans to scale back the $85 billion a month bond buying program. And taking a look at the big board on Wall Street, all the major indices in positive territory at this hour. The Dow up 63 points at 14,961. The NASDAQ up 31 at 3,631. And the S&P 500 up 12 points at 1,654. Coming up on 12:30 in the KSFR newsroom, the bottom of the hour is the perfect opportunity to spend 60 seconds with our resident curmudgeon, Christopher Hagen.
I had stopped by my favorite Saturday morning coffee shop in the Solana Center. One of the people working there had his tattoos. For some reason, I noticed one of the man's tattoos for the first time. I asked him, "Is that Mr. Whitman?" He seemed pleased that I recognized the rendering of one of our country's greatest poets ever, Walt Whitman. He said that when he first got the tattoo, it was 2 years before anyone recognized that it was Walt Whitman. That saddened him that such a cultural icon would go unnoticed. He also had the privilege of walking around inside Whitman's last home. I left the coffee shop with a lot more than just a cup of coffee. I went home, picked up my copy of Whitman's Leaves of Grass, and said, "Walt, not only are you still on people's minds and hearts, for some people, you're on their skin." For KSFR, I'm Christopher Hagen.
And with that, we'll conclude today's edition of At Noon, KSFR's extended noon news hour. Dan Garrity with you here at the news desk, with many thanks to my contributing colleague today, David King. And we'll be back with more news of and for New Mexico for you tomorrow. And as always, we hope you join us.